Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hart, and welcome back to the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter. We was gone for a whole week. Once again, hope everybody had a very nice 4th of July. You know, it was a very slow, calm, boring week. It really was. It wasn't that much excitement for me. It was hot. It was humid. I miss you guys. I really do. I really miss doing my show and, you know, just having a good time and enjoying our people. So hopefully everybody know that tonight is the show. We are live. You know, I'm here. I'm ready. My co-host is running slow. He's not here. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I made it. I'm skinning my teeth, but I made it to this week. We was on last night, Brick House with Brick. Shout out to her. And now I'm just ready to do the show for y'all. excuse me. My topic for tonight has really nothing to do with me. One reason, I have no children. But as I was surfing the internet, I came across this the study, and I just thought it would be interesting to talk about, especially in the Black community and, you know, me growing up and knowing how things went with me. So that's where this topic is coming from. Once again, welcome to the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter. Tonight's topic, physical discipline of children and their mental health. You can share your comments and experiences with us by calling in 805-830-8320. You can sign up or sign in for a free account and join us in the chat room. The chat room is open. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. In the upper right-hand corner, it should say sign in, sign up. And, you know, join us, share your comments and experiences in the chat room, and we'll be glad to share it on air for you. Tonight's topic is about physical discipline of your child. Every, I guess, quarter of a year or something like that, there's a journal that's among medical profession and stuff like that. They tell you what's the latest as far as medication and all that good stuff. What happened is what they're trying to say now, I should say, is with this study. I'm trying to bring out the study says, the Journal of Pediatrics, the research suggests that many as of 70 to 90% of mothers have resorted to spanking at one time or another. And the new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics may cause parents to think a little differently. I don't know, maybe not. I mean, you know, if you were taught one way, we normally, you know, end up showing that when we get older. But the researchers have come to the conclusion that spanking, not physical abuse, I'm not talking about picking something up and whipping a child in the forehead or anything like that. Just, I guess, occasional spanking can actually lead to mental disorders, including mood disorders, personality disorders, even as far as drug and alcohol abuse and dependency. That's what the study is telling us, that like it results in some of those are the results from that. And I know in the black community, we know about spanking, we know about beatings. You know, I was beat with a woofle bat. Like it was wicked. But it's like harsh physical punishment was associated with increasing the odds of these mental disorders. It's saying it's an attribute to the harsh punishment. And it does not include, like I said, mild treatment in association with the mood disorders, anxiety disorders, substance abuse, dependency, personality disorders. The ongoing debate around the use of physical punishment and, provides evidence that harsh physical punishment, independent of a child maltreatment, is related to mental disorders. And you can find this at pediatrics.aapublications.org. Right now, we're going to bring in the 215-519. How you doing? Hello, son. Okay. We also got the lady from the first floor, who had an awesome show yesterday about the 420. Join the conversation. What's going on, Brick?
What's up? What's up? How's everyone doing this evening?
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me clearly? Am I good?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Clear as a bell.
Right. Because my phones are dying, and I actually have to use my computer mic right now. Both of my handsets are dead. So I'm using my computer mic, and hopefully y'all can hear me. I came across this study, like I was telling everybody, about physically disciplining your child. Now, I did a little research, and I came up with a lot of different alternative methods that you can use. But I just wanted to hear, as being a parent yourself and your child is grown, what do you think about, the new results or findings of this journal? It says harsh physical punishment was associated with increased odds of mood disorders, anxiety disorders, alcohol and drug abuse and dependency, and several personality disorders after adjusting some of the variables and family history of the dysfunction of family. So it's eliminating, child abuse, mental abuse. This is just, I guess, a really tap. What do you think about that?
So, basically, they're saying that spanking induces these things in people.
Right. It increases the odds of them developing some mental disorders.
Okay. Well, I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised old school. Okay. A child in the 70s. And that stuff, it just amazes me. I don't want to knock the findings because, I'm sure they spend millions and millions of dollars, on these theories that, kind of really make no sense to me. I feel that, I was raised up, brought up in the Baptist faith, And, you know, they believe you'll spare the rod, spoil the child. And, you know, physical discipline was something that was, you know, handed out when you did something wrong. I mean, I know nowadays you have, you know, there's a lot of abuse. And it could have been abuse, you know, just as much as abuse back then as there is now. But the thing is that, I don't know. I got my share of beatings as a child. I got my share of them. And I'm not some, you know, a crazy lunatic. Well, some people would say I'm not.
Well, some people, right.
You know, but I think that, you know, they spend a lot of money on these findings. And, you know, and I want to know exactly who exactly are they testing. You know, when that's never revealed. They always say a controlled test experiment. But who are they testing?
Right.
You know, I'd like to know where these tests are taking place. Where in the United States are these tests taking place? You know, are they taking place where there's, you know, high unemployment rates? Are they taking place where there's high poverty rates? You know, are they taking place where there are wealthy people? You know, where, you know, I think all of that factors in, you know, into these experiments. And I don't think that they really factor that stuff in the way they should. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, if they would have ran this control test in my, you know, neighborhood or in my house, they would have saw that there were just enough, you know, just as many hugs given out as there were spankings, you know. So I just think that, you know, right off the top of my head, basically on what you just said, you know, I guess there's some merit to anything, any amount of violence. You know, it's gonna have an effect on somebody, whether it be disciplined violence or whether it just be random, you know, harsh, crazy, nonsensical violence. But I do believe that, you know, when it comes to children, you know, there has to be a line. There has to be, you know, or else, you know, you're gonna have a lot of trouble down the line.
Right.
That's no excuse to abuse kids. I'm not giving you carte blanche to beat the shit out of them, but what I'm saying is there has to be a happy medium. There has to be.
Well, I'm looking at the study now. Well, you know, the findings they had in the website, once again, is Pediatrics, AAP publications.org. And what they're saying is, When they talk about harsh physical punishment, they use pushing, grabbing, shoving, slapping, and hitting. But they say in the absence of severe child maltreatment, which includes physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical neglect, emotional neglect, exposure to intimate partner violence, and certain access to mental disorders. So that's what they're excluding from these findings. The data was from a national survey. Listen to this. The data was from a national survey on alcohol and related conditions collected between 2004 and 2005. The survey was conducted with a representative U.S. adult population between the ages of, well, from the age of 20 years of age and older. You know, and basically that's what they came up with. These are the results they came up with.
So they tested people 20 years and older?
Yeah.
For something that happened in their childhood?
No, I'm just telling you what they have. That's all they have here. It's like, that's all they have up here. The methods include logic, regression models, and population attributable fractions. There we go. That's all they have up here as far as the methods are concerned.
Really?
That's it.
Okay. Can I have this website again, please?
It's pediatrics. Dot AAP publication.org.
Okay.
And this was published at the end of June.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really must check this out. I must.
You know, all the other parents, we encourage you to call in and give us your 2 cents and what you think. 805-830-8320. I definitely encourage all the parents because I'm not a parent. And, you know, my opinion really doesn't matter. We do have 215 on the area. I don't know. He got his hand up. He said he wanted to come on, and he still ain't saying nothing to me. Son, are you there? I guess not. I guess he got me on mute again. He just listened to my voice. Son.
Where exactly did you say that was? I'm sorry. I have the site up. I just need to find out exactly where you said that was.
I apologize. Okay, son. Can you hear me now, son?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. It's called, called Physical Punishment and Mental Disorders. It's in the June 27th of this year. It was published June 27th of this year. I mean, July 21st.
Okay.
I mean, July
21st. It has to be last year.
Put the link in the chat room for anybody that want to, you know, check out what I'm looking at on the chat room. The link is up there. Ooh, I got an instant message. Nice. I don't know. Like I said, I don't like the parents. You know, would you personally, do you spank your child? And, you know, finding out this about this, would you continue to spank your child if you do? What about you, son? You got your daughter with you. Do you spank her? Right. Okay.
Still not finding this article. I'm on the page, not finding the article at all.
I'm fine. I will tell you where to go in a minute. You're on the page. I'm looking it up right now. I'll tell you where to go in a minute. Are you on Facebook? I'll just send you the link.
Just send me the link. Thank you.
Right. Yep. That'll work. So, you know, well, when you was raising your child, and I know, you know, you don't believe in it. I mean, you do believe in it. But, you know, did you have to take your child a lot or no? Was he a good kid?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I had to constantly spank my child.
Run don't want to answer. Run don't want to
constantly. It was an everyday thing.
Oh.
And that, you know, not whooping.
Right.
But
a little tap here.
Disciplining. I had to physically discipline at least once a day. And that goes from anything from smacking fingers, you know, for touching something, to, you know, pulling down, smacking the bottom.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't think that it does, I know physical, you know, things can happen, they can do damage, physical altercations and spankings, they can do that shit of damage, depending on how they're developed, how they're done. But I never spanked my child without letting him know why he was being spanked.
Right.
But I think that's maybe kind of the difference there.
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said, you know, he got a spanking, and his grandmother would say, oh, why'd you get a spanking? He knew exactly why he got a spanking.
Right.
So it was never I don't know. No, you know why you got a spanking.
You know.
You know, because there's a quick, children are quick to do that shrug, like, I don't know why I got a spanking.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know. You
right.
know?
That's,
so
that's. That's just
it was even so much before I even spanked him. I had a conversation with him.
But you know, I think that's where this study, like, you know, y'all did go to school for like 13 years and all that. And, I mean, 24 years actually. And y'all may think that, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. But I think that this study is really inclusive because you can't separate one's environment and just say that it's spanking to deal with it. Because even yesterday, when we was talking, somebody had mentioned on your show, Brick, somebody had mentioned that, you know, you you're smoking, I mean, you run into a child that's disrespectful and, you know, acting up, and then you run into their parents, and their parents is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your environment on, you know, it's the whole opposite of, you know, that do as I say and not as I do. You know, you
mm-hmm.
hold that do as I say and not as I do, but I see you more than I can understand. Like, that's what I'm, you know, I understand with my eyes more than I understand, you know, with my everything else. Like, my eyes and my mouth, those are my ways of, you know, gathering information. So,
mm-hmm.
If you're doing X, Y, and Z, I want to do X, Y, and Z, too. And then you have people that laugh about it. You know, they find it funny when they're around their friends. Oh, that's so cute. He pulling out his pants. Oh, that's so cute. And then he gets into a doctor's office. You want to spank him because he did, you know, he got praised for doing it at home. Now he, you know, mm-hmm. spank him when he's in the doctor's office for doing something that you praised him for early. You know,
yeah.
Suck my dick. Like, you know, then when he's saying really suck my dick, when he grow older, he doesn't know that is wrong. And you want to spank him and spank him and spank him, but you praised it. So,
exactly.
Like, this all, you know, this all comes in as far as your mental health is concerned, as far as your environment is concerned. I mean, even if I scream at my child, they can, you know, that increase their odds of developing something, whether it be shy, inverted. You know, you don't have to touch them to cause some type of mental health defect, in my opinion. Like, it's more than just me physically pushing or shoving or spanking. It's a combination of things. Son says violence is just as necessary as peace. Well, son, your phone is unmuted, so you could have just said that. You know that, right?
More?
Yeah, you've been on for a minute.
Oh, all right. You know what I mean? Because, you know. Yeah, I look, I had some problems, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I was somewhere between, like, with my Bluetooth. Like, I don't know if I'm muted until it gives me the, this, like, little tone signal.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm between that, I don't know, you know what I mean?
Okay.
My fault. But when I pressed the one in the beginning, I wasn't really ready to talk. I was actually putting the phone in my pocket because I was doing something. I guess I touched the one, but I didn't need to do that. See,
uh-huh.
that's the problem with touch screen phones. That's
mm-hmm.
the problem right there.
Yep.
I mean, that's the number one downfall.
You're here now. You heard the study. Information about the study. What do you think about the study? First of all, let me ask you that.
Well, I guess I look at it like, you know, just like I wrote in chat room. You know, like, I don't believe that there's any situation where a violence is totally unnecessary. Just like you know, I think with children bringing them up. They learn, you know, as a conditioned response to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one of the easiest things for a child to learn when they're growing up is when something is hot, they know not to touch it, you know, because
right.
it hurts them.
Natural
when they touch it.
Right?
So, yeah, so that's not one of the things that's hard to teach them. Now, things that they get curious about can also hurt them that aren't hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one time my nephew. Pulled the iron down from off of the ironing board, and he had them little dots on his face, you know, like the iron print, the little triangle iron print.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So luckily he wasn't traumatized to the point where he was like, oh my God, now my clothes can stay wrinkled for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That didn't
right.
happen to him. But when it comes to disciplining kids, it's like kids and pets. Or whatever, you know, there's certain times where you have to physically discipline them. Now, you also have to know your bounds because
uh-huh.
one of the things that I try not to do is I try not to strike out when I'm angry.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's bad enough that I'm strong. I'm very strong, and I don't really know my strength.
Right.
So when you know dealing with a small child, what I'm thinking like I just tapped her. No, that tap hurt. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So I have to be careful of that. And
right.
I think where the mental element comes into it, where kids can get fucked up, is the whole terroristic approach to the violence. It's
right.
not the violence, you know. But
mm-hmm.
it's like when you know that regardless of your intentions, you're going to get your ass whooped. You're always facing some type of physical confrontation with your parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even for just little mistakes that every child makes. That's the thing that may make you lash out or could make you a sociopath. You know what I mean? Or really take away from you being able to cohabitate very well with others, or there may even be some communication problems, because for some people the way that they are done, the way that they are raised, the way that they are dealt with, makes them act in that exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
For other people, it can make them reclusive, and it can send them in a totally opposite direction. So, you know, you may have friends who may have children, and if those friends were abused, or in their mind they were abused growing up, they may decide never to hit their kids, no matter what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They have badass kids that are not just bad in their actions, but they may be disrespectful to others as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may have some kids. I mean, you may have some friends who because they believed in the violence that was portrayed towards them, they may be violent towards their kids, and then their kids may be violent as well. So, I think that some counseling is necessary for each and every person, and I mean everybody. You know, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily crazy, but I do honestly believe that there's a point in everyone's lives when they feel like you're going crazy. So why not get the help that you require? I mean, everybody has some secrets in their lives that they may keep in, and sometimes those secrets manifest themselves in dreams, and they may manifest themselves in relationships and things like that. So if they were able to communicate the things they felt growing up without being able to communicate those things because they had trust issues or whatever the case may be, you know, it would be good for every person to get some type of mental therapy somewhere during their lives. And I think that we could reduce the incidence of these people who have been abused, who are basically fucking up people everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, this hour we're talking about a study that I, just to recap a little bit, we're talking about a study that I came across online that claims harsh physical punishment is actually associated with the increased odds of mood disorders, anxiety disorders, alcohol and drug abuse, dependency, and several personality disorders. So they said after adjusting the variables and family history of dysfunction, which excludes physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical neglect, emotional neglect, exposure to intimate partner violence, and some other types of mental disorders, that's what happens when you, whether you pushing, grabbing, shoving, slapping, or hitting a child. That's what they consider harsh physical punishment.
Yeah.
So I'm asking parents to call in, give us their thoughts on the study, and also what techniques do they use to discipline their own child. So, you know, if you want to give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320.
Technique. Discipline your child.
We're not gonna get there right now. We got some of those. But I do wanna ask this, you had mentioned earlier about other people when you're around your friends and your families. Are they allowed to spank your child? Like immediate people in your family, I mean extended family or friends, are they allowed to discipline your child?
Like my friends, no. But my family, yeah, but they ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? They soft. But no, I wouldn't let my friends do that because, you know, I don't know them like that. Straight up and down, like, I'm not going to, but at the same time, I'm not going to stop them from verbally, what's the word I'm looking for? From verbally disciplining my child. I wouldn't do that. You know,
okay.
But now, you know, but I wouldn't put my hands on nobody else's child either.
Right, I'm gonna ask you that. I mean, I know, like when growing up, it was a big thing, especially when I went down south to visit. I hate the south because their way of life was way different from the city. Like you go down south and you did something wrong, and the neighbor see you do something wrong, the neighbor could whip your ass and then take you to your mother or your father and tell them, like, look, I beat them, and then you end up getting the beating from there, too. So
yeah,
I know that happened. You know, my family's from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and I know that happened on a few occasions, and I cursed out everybody and walked away. No.
Okay, so that's where it really went down, because I hear people from, you know, down here talking that shit, and I'd be like, man, that shit is an old wives' tale. So,
no,
not, you know, I mean,
down like that.
I know it had to go on, you know, I know it had to go on somewhere,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean, with everybody, but I know people who just straight up lying about it, and like, no, look, I grew up with you. Like, stop talking that bullshit.
I grew up with you.
You know, that folklore be catching on, it sounds good. Like, where I'm from, all I know is where I'm from. I don't remember it was never a time Thugs didn't run shit. I'm sorry. It was never like that. But, you know.
And it would say, what did that say that tell you? It takes a village to raise a child.
Evidently, it takes a village to support the drug dealer, too. All right. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Okay, that's like a whole other show.
Same concept. Same concept.
Sound like a whole other can right there. You opening up. But you know, even if it wasn't a physical punishment, they still was able to chastise you or tell you no, don't do that, or tell you no, don't do that. And then it got physical if you disrespected them. Like, shut up,
right.
Yeah, shut up, old bag. And she come and she throw a chair at you.
No, you know, disrespectful kids, I have no love for that. No, I mean, you know, we're like parents who don't instruct their kids to be respectful to adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I figure that they are basically rolling their kids' dice on the table. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't gonna go for that.
Right.
You know, everybody's not gonna go for that. So you really are putting your child in harm's way if you don't teach them to be respectful to their elders.
Mm-hmm.
Because my personal feeling on that is that one day those kids are gonna have to stand in front of a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all that can lead to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now some children have an innate sense of respectfulness. So they know not to cross the line, you know, and they fall in line. And some kids figure, like, well, my mom ain't, you know, you ain't my mom, and my mom ain't
right,
never tell me I had to respect you. So, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I don't give, look, I teach my baby to respect their elders. I don't give a fuck who their elders are, what they do. I don't care if you are pimp, hoe, whatever. You know, they're still older than you. They still came before you, and they still have things that they can teach you. Whether or not they're using those things for good in their own lives, you know what I mean.
Right.
You gotta get where they are, and you never know where life is gonna take you. You know what I mean, based on the choices that you make. So I want to make sure that you start making the best decisions while you're young, or at least get that guidance. You know what I'm saying? So parents who don't do that with their kids are really doing them a disservice. And it's only one way to go from there. It's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my thing is, another question I have is, since we're just talking about disciplining your child, when is the, if you do spank your child, when did you start spanking your child? At what age? Is it, you know, was it before one, after one? Like, what age did you start, and when you did, how did they respond to it? Did they get mad at you? Did they, you know, how did they respond? Did they stop doing it immediately, or did you have to continue to, you know, to tell them not to do it? Like, how did they really react when you all of a sudden just tapped them or hit them or pushed them or shoved them or anything like that? Brick, how was that for you, since you said your son was always getting in trouble?
Well, discipline started as soon as he learned the word new. That's the start. That's the start. They learned no. That's the start. Because when, you know, my son was, like I said, he was a very smart kid. Mm-hmm. And he would do things. And you know how kids will do something, like they'll touch the lamp and they'll look at you. And it's like they're sliding it off the table, looking at you, waiting for you to say something. And, you know, if you don't say anything, they'll toss it right off the table.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at them and you say no, and he will look at me and he'll say no, and I say no, firmly like no. And then he'd say, okay. And then he'd walk away. He'd say okay and then walk away. But if I was like, you know, you got to have, like, I had to have that firmness in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
If I was like, no, laughing, he would laugh too, no, and slide around the table. You know, so it starts when they say the word no.
Right.
And it was always like taps, like his hand. I would like tap his fingers or, you know, tap his hand or something like that. It was never, you know, when they're babies, you know, you just can't beat them. Like, oh, God, I don't care. Anyone could just, like, wail on a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts with the little taps with the fingers. Mm-hmm. You know, that usually gets them upset. They'll rile them up a little bit. You tap their fingers, they start to cry. They don't want no type of, you know, physical anything. So they cry, and, you know, you tell them no. You tell them no, and they sit there and cry for a minute, and then you pick them up and comfort them. You know, but I would let him sit for a minute with the discipline. I wouldn't just, like, pick them up right after. So, I mean, I guess it was all about timing with him, because I didn't really beat my son that much. I didn't really give him that many beatings.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was the terrible twos, of course. The twos were just horrible. You know, because that's when they defy and want to be defiant. And my son, for some reason, he liked to test other people. Like, he always tested others. Like, if I would leave him with a babysitter, he would test the babysitter to see what they were made of. Like, he would act real horrible just to see if this babysitter was up to snuff. Exactly. But as for disciplining my child, nobody disciplines my child except grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Auntie has caught plans to discipline. None of my brothers don't. And it was for what Sun said earlier, because they don't know their strength. You know, mommies know just exactly how much pressure to apply to get our point across.
Right.
Guys don't, they don't know. They have that just brute strength. And they don't know, maybe they feel like they're hitting them hard, but you can see a bruise on them, you know. So, because an incident like that already happened with my son when he was younger. I mean, it was innocent. It was just that, you know, my brother had my son one day, and he went to grab him, like, before he stepped out into the street and caused him to have a little bruise on his arm. It was like a, you know, it was a reflex, but I guess he grabbed him a little bit too hard. So, you know, like you said, men don't really know their strength when it comes to children. We're able to yank with just enough yank not to pull their arm out their socket. You know, you see somebody pull a kid down the street, come on. You know, we know how to pull just enough to get our point across. But for me, only grandma and uncle were allowed to discipline. Nobody else.
No fam,
nobody
no friends.
Nobody else.
No friends or nothing like that, the babysitter, though.
Well, my son didn't really stay with babysitters that much. It was always family.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I had a hard time with a babysitter. That's why I encourage everybody, get your children used to babysitters early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to be that hands-on mom, but when I wanted to go out, that shit got real old because, you know, he wouldn't stay with anybody.
Right.
You know?
So, he tried to walk out. You had to sneak out, and he'll be
crying. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It was like you had to tiptoe out or put him to sleep first. You know, I'm sitting here wanting to go to the club. I got my stockings and dress all on. And I'm sitting there singing Red Robin, trying to put him to sleep. It was ridiculous. They were like, God, it's 10 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. Come on. I'm sitting there trying to put him to sleep. You know, so...
going out, so they won't go to sleep at all. Any other time?
Exactly. He knew I was going out. He saw the hair, the makeup, and smell that perfume. He was going to be like, where you going? I don't care how much milk you give me. I ain't going to bed. You know, he was just up. You know, so I encourage anybody, get your children used to a sitter. Get them used to being around other children. You know, that was also a little issue that I had because my son was spoiled. So, you know, he thought every toy was his. You know.
Right.
But it was just little things like that. But for the most part, he was always very, he was very wily. Russell was very smart. I used to have to try to outthink him sometimes because memes are not always the answer.
Right.
You know, especially when they show some, especially when they show some type of intelligence.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, maybe son can understand what I'm saying. Like, have your daughter ever did something that you thought was just like clever? And it was like, you want to discipline, but you like, that was really clever.
Yeah.
You know? They do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like you don't really want to discipline because you're like, okay, that was pretty clever what they did. It's kind of like kids can manipulate situations, well, clever ones. And it was kind of, I can't remember the exact incident, but I thought that it was pretty, I was fascinated by how he did it. But I was like, you know, I don't want him to grow up thinking this is the way it has to be. Like, and he manipulated something between his me and his father, something he manipulated that I thought was amazing at 3 years old. You know, but you know, you don't want to always encourage that. But for the most part, you know, disciplining was always the last resort for me. That was always like the last straw. I would take away games. I would take away toys, privileges before I would take away. I would hit them. It's just not something I wanted to do. Being
right.
That I was brought up with extension cord justice.
Right. You know, listen, I can't relate. Like I said, I just put a whistle back. So you know, like, I'm like, this is so funny. Like, I didn't appreciate this study. I felt really offended by this study. Like, oh, now y'all care about a nigga, Mr. Post. No, I'm just playing. We got another call over from the area code. Welcome to the Adult Show, Crush, Rick, and Sun 75. What's your name? Where you calling from? Yep.
Hello? Oh,
hey,
you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is Sean repping BBW all day, every day.
Hey, Sean. Shaquille, how you doing?
Yeah. What's good? What's goody?
We just chilling, and we're talking about handling the discipline of your child. You have children?
Yeah. Huh?
Do you have children?
Man, do I? So yeah, I know about the butt whippings and then from the time when I was coming up to me getting the butt whippings.
Well, how many children do you have?
Huh?
How many children do you have?
Well, I have four, but I've never disciplined my other two. My last, yeah, I got the discipline.
You got four, okay.
Yeah.
Have you spanked them?
What, my first two?
Yeah, have you spanked your children?
Yeah, I spanked them.
Okay, did you hear about...
Yeah, I mean, hold up. I got to go inside because there's a lot of... wind going on outside. Hold on. Okay.
Did you hear Did you hear about the study that was done in 2004?
The study that what happened now?
Okay, the result of the study is harsh physical punishment, which includes pushing, grabbing, shoving, slapping, hitting, spanking. Can increase the odds of mood disorders, anxiety disorders, alcohol and drug abuse / dependency, and several personality disorders.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Right. So it's a study they did back in 2000 and published it earlier this month. And I just thought it was interesting because I know in, like, our community, we believe in spanking.
Yeah, I know.
We actually dared to call the child abuse number that was on top of the refrigerator. You know, those flyers they used to give out, they used to pin it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, your guardian was like, yeah, I dare you. Here go the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy because the government now is still trying to put a cease to that shit. That shit is crazy.
Right. Now, we're not talking about physical abuse. The study did exclude physical and sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical and emotional neglect, and intimate partner violence. I mean, you know, domestic violence. It did exclude that from the situation, from the test, as far as the variables of the test. So they're just talking really about you pushing or shoving or grabbing.
Yeah.
Or hitting your child. I know about, you know, dealing with other people's children. You know, I don't have any children of my own. My experience is really being the babysitter, designated babysitter, whether it be out in public at like an amusement park. I got everybody keys and bags. And everybody on the big rides, and I'm sitting here because I don't get on the phone. So. Is trying to keep them in order, but they had an amusement park. What can you do? And the favorite line, you're not my mother.
I'd be hating that. But there ain't really nothing you can really do about that. Sometimes you want to beat their ass for not getting them.
Well, that's the only thing. Like, you know, I've been kind of lucky in that regard. I don't really get disrespect from kids. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've been lucky, but that's why when I do get disrespected, it kind of knocks me off my square. Like, what the fuck is that? Right. Who this little demonic nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, what's that?
Right. Are you kidding me? So yeah, you know, yeah, I know, but you know, I'm sorry, but I ain't. I am the way I am. Like, I don't really hold back when it comes to kids and all that. Like, you know, I've had people, you know, say things to me like, "No, you know, you shouldn't be cursing their kids." I'd be like, "Look, man, this is you getting all."
Like, it seemed like, but you know what though? It seemed like now you gotta curse at kids now, especially out here, especially if you like living in the hood or something, because you know they cursing at you. Be like, "Hold up, man, motherfucker." I'm grown. You don't be talking to me. Like, the fuck wrong with you?
Yeah, man. That's why I have to look at it just like that. Like, look, you cut, I cut. You know, but I look at it like this. Like, when I was growing up, my pop cussed, but when you meet him, you wouldn't say he cussed. That's why when he cussed, you'd be like, oh, you're a foul mouth proper dude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But now, boy,
he was quick. You know, if I was bad, he was quick to be like, you know, you little motherfucker.
Right.
The first time I heard him say, little motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Right.
But I got over it quick.
These kids now. These kids now are on a whole new level. Right. Right. But now these kids, like, on a whole new level now. They be, like, calling them, you know, especially out here in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
They be calling me little girl all kinds of bitches and hoes and fuck you and suck my dick, you a hoe and all this.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Okay. Now let me like, you do that when you're a parent or somebody you know is not around. You just push your kids. You use foul language, right? Right. You chilling with your girls or your guys and y'all at the park.
Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't that bad, though, you know, compared to how they are now. It's like now they like cursing like sailors.
Every other word, curse word.
Every other word, especially out here in Atlanta.
I ain't cussing around no kids when I was growing up. I mean, I ain't cussing around grown-ups when I was growing up. I ain't do that. You know what I mean? I didn't do nothing like that.
Yeah, nah, because mom's going ham on you. Mothers of the day is not like the mothers back then when we were coming up.
You get shot by the parent. I'm not trying to risk my life just to discipline by a sorry kid. That's my I've seen that happen. Like, you know, if a kid is disrespectful or something like that, they want to come back with their mother, and the mother want to fight you, like really want to beat you down because you told their kid to put the food back from stealing out the store. Like, I've seen that happen.
Right.
You know, even, you know, your aunt or your uncle, they want to come back with somebody. And I used to get in trouble because there was this girl. Like, I remember one time I was coming home from school. I was in high school at the time. I was coming home from school, and the little girl got jumped on the subway. And she was in the next car over. She got jumped on the subway. And she ended up reaching to the house before I did. And everybody that was, like, outside was mad at me because I was on the same train at the same time in a different car, and I seen her get jumped. I'm like, I'm not jumping
but
in.
But you was in a different cart, though. I mean, what can you do?
See me, and I seen it happen. I wasn't
I mean, what can you do? You in a different, I mean, come on now. They can't get mad at you because of that.
You know,
I mean, what are you going to do? Stretch your hands through the glass or something?
I'm supposed to come over there and help. Like, first of all, you're not my child. First of all. Secondly, you're not even related to me, no way, shape, or form. And all these kids was bigger than me. And not including, they were half smaller than me as well. So what I look like coming in, putting my hand on somebody else's child, because she is a child, somebody off at my door, somebody, why would I do that? I'm not going to do that. And I mean, they was really a black eye and all that. I only laughed for the simple fact that I had my headphones on. I seen her, she seen me, and I turned my head. Like, you not catch me in harm's way, you know, and they end up slicing faces and stuff. And that was a season when, you know, that was popping. You know, I'm not trying to bring no attention to myself. I'm wearing a burgundy uniform and a navy blue uniform. So on public transportation, I was not trying to bring no type of attention to myself. I don't need to kiss me on my face. Like, that is not cute. But anyway, we're reaching the top of the hour. Right now, we got Sean repping. Where you from, Sean? 04, Georgia.
What happened?
Where you from?
I'm from Virginia.
Virginia. Where are you in Georgia from? I don't know. We also have Sun 75.
Well, that's because I am in Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have Sun 752 from Philly. And we have Brick from Brooklyn. Brick. Out to the 803. Sunny, I see you. Shout out to On the Quest. And we also have a guest in the room right now checking us out. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, showing us some love. Shout out to Black Reporter who didn't come. Shout out to Kitty who I'm about to kick across the room. Yeah, that's my baby. My baby is a little cat.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I have no kids. Like,
I thought when you had mentioned Kitty, I thought it was one of your female friends named Kitty.
Huh?
I said, when you said Kitty, I thought it was your female friend.
It's a real cat. It's a real kitty.
Oh, okay.
It's a real kitty. We have two different color eyes. She's a demon cat, too.
Oh. And then I'm kind of cats.
Yeah. She's all white with pink nose. Like, it is.
Right.
Okay. Once again, let us know how, you know, what you think about our show so far. You know, share some experiences or comment. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. What I want to do right now, something I don't normally do, is I'm going to go into a little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about alternative ways into disciplining your child for those that, you know, may want to stop physically abusing your child. It's hard to break old habits. So we're going to go into a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hold on just a second.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Okay, that's it. I just had to play that quick, real quick.
All
righty. At the top of the hour, we want to get into alternative discipline your child. First of all, a lot of folks get misconstrued when it comes to discipline in general. And you know, the goal of discipline, in my opinion, is to teach and guide your child into the right direction. You know, it's the foundation as far as learning what's right and what's wrong, what's expected of them.
Right.
Basically show, you know, when to show respect, when not to show respect. It's not to belittle your child. And I think that's where it gets messed up too when it comes to discipline. And, you know, it's like you try to embarrass your child. And it's more than just the physical abuse. Like, you beat me, or you hit me, or you smack me, and then in turn you shame me. You know, you embarrass me. And I think that's where the whole mental come at. It's like afterwards, you know, ain't nobody hugging you and telling you it's okay, just don't do it again. No, they telling all their friends. Guess what this motherfucker just did? They call everybody in the family. They had to let everybody know that they just whooped your ass. That's never an inside thing. Everybody in the world had to know you just got your ass whipped. So, but, you know, there are different ways of going about doing that. And I'm going to ask y'all parents on the line right now, have y'all used these different methods as far as disciplining your child? First thing they tell you, like I have like 5 or 6, 7 different sites up right now about this, and the first thing they tell you, the first tip they give you, is to choose not to spank. It may seem obvious, but there is a difference between choosing to spank under certain circumstances and declaring to yourself and others that you would never spank your child. So they tell you, choose not to spank. So, what do you think about that, son?
It all depends on what the child says.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like there are spank-worthy offenses.
Right.
Because I honestly believe that children know when they're being bad and when they're not. You know, like they're not being bad when they get into some shit for the first time. But shit that you've already repeated, you know, not to do. And look, I'm the type to even try to explain to you, you know, why you shouldn't do it, because it always got through to me when you didn't just say stop or no or don't. You know what I mean? Give me some kind of theory. Like what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? So if once I've already done that and you continue to do that, you already know that you being bad. So you're either trying to see if that's bad all the time. Or I could take it personally, like, oh, you trying to play? You know what I mean? Either one of them is going to get you. Look, I break it down like this. you got hand slap offenses, you know what I'm saying? And then you got slap on the ass offenses. You know what I mean? Now that's as far as I'm going to go, because you know, like I'm dealing with it. I'm only dealing with a 6 year old, but you know, luckily my baby catch on pretty fast. You know, she hasn't had a lot of repeat offenses. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like I said, I already think twice before I go right into it, too. I don't like to do it right in the fit of anger. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's when the adrenaline is all flowing through your arms and your hands, and you have the potential to hurt something. So, so I'm good. I'm better with that. But like I said, there are whoop-ass offenses and then there are talk-to offenses. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, like if you already, you know, it's like the free strike rule. Like I told you, stop doing that shit.
Right.
Twice. Look, I'm the three. I'm really hoping you don't strike out, because by that time, I'm like, look, really, look, once you get your ass whooped for something once, shouldn't that really encourage you, or should I say discourage you from doing it again? So that's either saying, like, either I didn't hit you hard enough, or, you know, like, maybe you just don't believe that this is a true offense. you know what I mean? I might have to put an exclamation point for that. But, nah, you know, it shouldn't have to go down, it shouldn't have to come down to that. Like, I was in a park yesterday, and I saw this little, it was his mom, it was the mom and the dad, and the little girl had to be only about 2 years old, you know, and like she was all excited going out to see the dude, the ice cream, you know, some dudes come through the park with the little push cart, water ice or ice cream thing, whatever, you know, the little cart.
Snow cone type thing.
But see, what she did, she ran out. To there, you know what I mean? Like, now I'm thinking, like, a little 2 year old should already know not to run away from their parent. You know what I'm saying? Now, the good part about this is that if the mom and the dad was out there, but if the mom and the dad is together and they still haven't gotten a grasp on the discipline of the child, what the fuck is it you? She might as well say, you can fuck up on a single parent mission. You know what I'm saying? At least you have an excuse. But I witnessed her get like about, I don't know, she got physically disciplined about 3 times in a 20 minute window. And I'm thinking like, yo, she's in for it. Because like I said, she took a bit more than like 2. So, you know, I think the future looks grim for her. She wasn't responding to them little hand slaps and slaps on the thighs very well. So I'm like, oh well.
We have another caller from the 973. I know that area code. That's Jersey. 973-951. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Trinity, the Jersey girl.
Hey, Jersey girl.
How you doing, Cuz?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. We're actually talking about the discipline of children, their mental health development. Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have one.
Oh, okay.
And I work with kids, all ages.
Oh, all right. So you definitely need access to this conversation. We had just got to the conversation when we talked about alternative methods. But besides physical punishment, as far as like hitting and slapping and pushing and shoving, you know, we would ask if alternative methods. Is there alternative methods that you use?
There is one method that works the best. TLC. A lot of parents today do not show their kids any type of tender love and care.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly why. First of all, let me explain about the dude that was talking about the 2-year-old who ran in the street.
Mm-hmm.
2-year-old only going to do what a 2-year-old knows. If he was never taught or she was never taught to run in the street, they're going to do it because they was chasing that ice cream man. Second, why the hell was the 2-year-old without the hand of a parent. When my child was young, I held his hand at least until he was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So why do these kids, you know, they walk in the street by themselves, and they, it's like they get, they have too much freedom from the time that they're born.
Right.
A lot of kids do. And then, too, the media plays a lot on the discipline of the kids, the way how they're being brought up today.
Uh-huh.
They're being raised by the TV. You know, what they see on TV, they try to interact with that. And then the parents, you know, they, a lot of the parents are young. I was a young parent. But at the same time, I matured fast, but the average parent is not maturing as fast as, you know, the kid is growing up.
Right.
They're still trying to be young. They're trying to be the kid's friend. You cannot do that. You have to take the role of the parent.
Right.
You have to. Somebody has to raise the kid. And as far as the
Let me ask you this.
It takes a village to raise a kid. I'm sorry. Back in the day when we did something wrong, you know, we had our mother friends in the street. They told what we did wrong, and you got your behind tore up when you got home.
Right.
Now, today, you know, if that happens, like someone said earlier, the parent is coming out, and she's ready to fight the person who, you know, was trying to discipline the kid. But in the long run, you know, all the thing you was doing was looking out for the best interest of the child.
Right.
Right. You didn't even have to.
It's like the mentality of these young parents, they're not parents today. They're trying to still live that kid life, even though they had kids young. They still want to be young, and it doesn't work. It really doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. What you was going to say, son, 7-5-2?
Well, I was going to say, you know, when she started off, she was saying that the children need tender love and care. Well, some parents don't know how to. I totally believe in that, no doubt. But you know, when you say that the children need tender love and care, and then at the same time you say that the parents shouldn't try to be their children's friend. You know what I mean? Don't you think that you can incorporate a little bit of both of those in there? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
let me explain a little bit of what I meant. See, today almost everybody is on the internet. It's like, I don't know, everybody is on the internet now. And as far as the tender love and care, a kid really and truly should not be on the internet.
Mm.
So if the kid is not on the internet, the parent shouldn't be as well. Turn everything off. Turn the phone off. Turn the internet off and do that one-on-one. Even if it's just over, you having snacks in the kitchen with your kid. Sit and do that 10-15-minute talk time with your kid. That's a little bit of TLC goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
A long
mm-hmm.
way. A lot of kids.
So I take it you don't mean being friends. Like, I'm not going to the mall with you or try to pick up guys with you. I'm not trying to do that.
A lot of parents do that. If they're on Facebook, they may have to get a text of somebody. Everybody knows about the hot ghetto girls that's on the Facebook, and they showing their kids the same picture that they're looking at. So they think that's they can relate to that. No, it doesn't work like that. Adult time is adult time. Kid time is kid time. Then you have the family time. But the kids is not getting the family time. That's where the family barrier is breaking. They're not getting that family time.
Quality time, baby.
They just getting all adult time. You have little small kids, like somebody else said too, where you got kids in the street cursing because why? They think they're adults. They're not adults. They're still kids.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, they're being treated as an adult, so that's how they feel in the street, like an adult. Even though when you're not around your parent, you're going to say things and you're going to do things, you know, because you got that little bit of freedom. But the kids today is on another level of freedom.
That's right.
They're on another level of freedom.
I'm not really sure I'm feeling this. So wait, the internet is the problem though? Really? You want to take away the information highway?
It's not a problem. I'm not saying it's a problem if the mother is on the internet 24/7 and the child is being neglected. Yes, that is a problem. It's only a problem then. because you're not spending quality. And a lot of parents I see does do that. Mm-hmm. They sit
right.
there, if they're not on Facebook, then they're on
you
the
know
phone
what?
Talking
she
to
right.
female friends. Mm-hmm. They're on the phone talking about their female friends about what's going to go on Saturday night or Friday night, whatever their little party time is, and the kid is still being neglected.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just need, it, even if it's just 15 minutes a day, that little bit of time makes a big difference in the kid's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's showing them that, hey, my mother do care about me. Hey, my mother does look out for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I
so.
So
Wait, let me make sure I understand it.
Go ahead, Sean. You're not saying that the internet, being on the internet, is the problem. You're saying that neglect, like you're saying being on the internet instead of tending to the needs and you know and desires of your child is the problem. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not just the internet. Abusing the internet, abusing your phone privileges, and neglecting your child is the problem. You can be on the internet all you want to, but if your child needs you, you should shut everything down and tend to your kid.
My thing is this quality
time. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, because I was trying to say, don't use the internet because we all use the internet.
Right. But internet, when people fail to realize
that. I was about to say, this is an internet show, yeah.
The internet child can be quality time for you and your child. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't think that an 11, 10, 12, 13, 14, I don't think they should be on the internet by themselves, first of all.
Uh-huh. No, they should not.
I think
they should.
Anybody over, under the age of 14 should be on the internet by themselves. And even if you're 14, 15, and 16, there should actually be some type of program or, you know, y'all shouldn't share the same computer. You should have the family computer and you should have your own personal computer.
Actually, there is programs, but a lot of parents don't want to set it up.
Right.
AOL has a monitor where everything that your child does on the internet, you
right.
get an email of everything that your child did on, while they were on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of parents won't install
it. Sorry, but y'all ain't gonna be able to use. Y'all not gonna be able to use the internet better than y'all did. I'm going to be able to use it.
No, so
y'all
going to
sit in school all day.
Yeah, I'm an IT major.
Yeah,
but
so
you're talking about a 14, 15-year-old? A 14, 15-year-old is going to run circles around you on the internet.
No, not me. Not me, because my computer was set up for that.
Okay. I'm trying
okay.
to tell you.
I mean, I get what you're saying. No.
If you're monitoring your child, if you have a child that's into the internet, right? Why not you get into the internet as well so you can see what your child is doing? You learn everything that they know, and you learn more so this way that your you can always be a step ahead of your kid, which a parent is supposed to be a step ahead of the kid.
You are. Listen. Wisdom-wise, you're going to be a step ahead of your kid. You understand what
right.
I mean? But you're also going to have to think about the things that you did when you was younger and the shit that you tried to get away with. Of course, you're going to be able to see your child doing those things as well, but you also have to understand that your child has 23 chromosomes of the other parent, too. So they're going to incorporate some of the tactics that they used when they was younger, too. So, the bottom line is you're not going to be able to be to monitor what your kids are doing and also monitor their curiosity. 24/7. But if you can't help the way that they think.
Like some things a kid will not do because they know that their parents just doesn't approve of it.
All I'm saying is if you instill the right kind of values in your child all day,
exactly.
then you're probably going to have less to worry about. So no, I agree with you on the neglect side of things. What I don't agree is. That the internet is the problem. You can use the internet
for all
of the. I never
said it was the problem. You stuck on that. I never said it was the problem.
Right.
I said abuse of the internet is the problem. See, maybe you on the internet more than you paying attention to your kid. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe.
Right, because I know a female that's like that.
There are people who sit and use their phone. I go, everybody almost pulls out their phone when there's nothing to do. Almost everybody. And where they at? On Facebook. And where they at? On Facebook. They're not on Facebook. They're on some type of social network. Okay,
right,
if you're doing that in public,
nine times out of ten,
you're doing it at home, too. Your kid want to spend time with you, sitting there telling you what maybe they did, you know, over the day. And you on Facebook, whatever, okay. And the kid picks up that the vibe that you're really not paying attention to them. Kids are not stupid,
No, I know a woman that's like that. I know a woman that's like that. She'll be on the internet
I know some parents who got their kids taking sexual pictures of them to post on the internet. I know some parents who's like that.
Well, they got some. You know, they got really big today. Yeah, well, they got jails for that.
Jails? Nah.
But they don't find anything wrong with it. You know, like, oh, you got what I got, or, you know, we've seen these videos and these pictures and, you know, of kids throwing dollars at their mom while she does the booty dance and, you know, being put on blast on the internet. So that's probably what you're laughing at while you're ignoring your child. But
exactly.
Getting into some more of these discipline techniques. One technique that, you know, we've all heard about and people are telling us about is the timeout technique. Timeout is if the kid breaks a rule that you had already put in force or they didn't do what they were supposed to do, you tell them you're going to timeout, and then you take them and you put them in a chair, or you tell them to, you know, go sit in the corner somewhere or sit down in a particular area and ask their timeout chair. I asked people on my Facebook page if they use alternative methods, and one gentleman said that he never spanked his kid. He had these preschool chairs, and when they act up, he sat them down in a chair with a cup on their head, and if they moved around or they fell asleep, the water reminded them why they was in the corner. And he said he got some act right, he put in quotations, real fast in his household. So anybody else use that timeout technique?
Well,
I didn't do the chair.
We got everybody talking. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay. I was saying, I put them in the corner, but they never use the chair. They stand up like in the corner or something, or I have them like stand in the middle of the floor and they hold one leg up and their hand up in the air, or something like that. You know, I did methods like that, but not that chair thing, nah. Because to me that's some old crappy discipline when I feel they should just stand up. Because they would hate to stand up in the corner all day because their legs start getting all rubbery, like, it all, you know, stuff like that. Because they don't like that. They want to sit down. And be like, nah, you're going to stand right there in that corner.
They be playing in that chair. They play games in the chair. They slide off the chair. They having fun over there in the corner with a chair. What about you, Trinity? What about you? You said you use timeout method?
Yeah, timeout was good one. But my timeout was a little bit different.
How so?
It may be on some nerve shit, but it worked. My timeout was reading to me.
Okay, that's some talk. I agree with that.
No, it is. It was. Because as when my kids were young, they was always a level ahead in reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Okay. Another method when it came to the timeout, because I know, like I said, I don't have any children, so I'm going by my past. My timeout, there was a pile of rice on the floor, and I had to kneel in it, and I had to hold a book on each hand, and as soon as the book dropped, I got hit. So that was my timeout.
Would you use that method on your kid if you had one today?
Would I use a hell to the no?
Okay.
So that's
considered as a harsh punishment.
Right, that is a harsh punishment.
That is harsh. And I think, like, today, if the parents would use, like, other methods as far as education, even though it's, like, it's kind of a punishment for the kids, and sometimes at first, it was a punishment to me, too, because I had to sit there and actually stay focused while my child read to me,
mm-hmm.
even though I wanted to do other things.
Right.
But it was, and it's helping your kid at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you got to have that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially when some kids don't want to read.
And that is the perfect punishment. Because they don't want it, you making them do it.
Word.
And how can that be wrong in the long run? Because your kid is learning from the punishment.
Another step that they give you is tell your family and friends. The best way to promote non-spanking discipline is to let others see your child's good behavior, and then provide your family and friends with alternative methods of disciplining if you feel somebody else may try to spank them.
That's true.
That's all I know. That's just the way I grew up. And, you know, you got people that's like old school like that. But if you're going to leave your child there and you've never hit your child, and you're like, listen, I don't want you hitting my child either, you can't just say, don't hit my child and don't give them another, you know, what do you use? Fill me in. You can't just say, don't hit my child and then walk away. I got that a lot. When you babysitting a child, they tell you, oh, don't hit my child, and then they walk away. And you're like, okay, well, how am I supposed to discipline your child? Because when you go, your child is going to act up. You know,
don't
your child.
And not only that, that's teaching your kid that the only adult he's going to respect is you.
Right.
Right.
Because today the kids do not respect adults. They do respect their parents, but they don't respect most adults that they come across.
Mm-hmm.
They barely respect their parents.
Barely.
Right.
Yeah. Barely. But it's a lot more respectful than
strangers. I've never seen a disrespectful child that respects their parents. I've never seen it.
I have. Normally,
if they disrespect grown-ups, they normally disrespect their parents too. I mean, their parents might front, man. I mean, but when you really uncover it, I mean, they don't respect them either.
I don't think all children are like that. I do think there are some children, like I said, when they're outside and they're no longer under the watchful eye of their parents, they're gonna act out. You know, and now that would be like disrespecting, you know, whether it be somebody.
I mean, some will.
Huh?
Some will. You know,
yeah,
like some
will.
And they
excuse them. It's not going to get back.
When we were kids, so of course, they don't do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. Sounds like you should know a level of what your kid is going to do.
Right. Did you see that?
I mean, they're
going to
act up, but you know, like, a degree of how far they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're really not gonna be out there breaking no laws if they was raised not to break laws. But if they was never raised to, you know, they was never disciplined and they was never taught not to do certain things, then of course they're gonna do it just to test it out to see if they could get how much trouble they could get into.
Brick, what are your thoughts on the alternative method so far? Oh, okay, I guess she's not with us. Another thing they say is try to vary the techniques. They have the natural consequences, which is the basic concept behind the method is you let nature run its course, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Son mentioned this earlier, like if your child leaves his toy outside and it gets ruined, last school, he'll get wet the next time it rains. If your child forgets her lunch, she goes hungry until she get home. You know, so certain things just, you know, you got to let them learn on their own. Another thing is provide a logical consequence when there's no natural consequence. In the case of a sibling A breaking sibling B toys when sibling B is far younger, when the natural consequence can be too dangerous, such as, you know, case of a child trying to run out in the middle of the road, tell your child that the consequences for continued bad behavior, missing out on things such as bedtime, you know, for shorter bedtimes for younger kids, or, you know, no activities, you take away stuff. you know.
Those methods work, but that only works on the kids that have a bedtime that actually goes to bed at that bedtime. Today, a lot of kids is up at 10 o'clock at night, you calling your girl. You thinking she's, you know, you can call your kid, you can call her and talk, and the kid in the background, and this is a school night. We're not talking about summer vacation now. We're talking about school night. Those methods do work. Mm-hmm. But that kid has to have a bedtime, and that they actually go to bed, too.
I say parents who don't enforce the bedtime on their kids, fuck it, that's on them. You know what I'm saying?
The house phone, they got so much going on in their room.
Yeah, like, that's when you take all that stuff out.
You can take
then,
it
right?
out. You can take that out.
And they ain't got nothing
worth my electric. You take all of that out of there.
You'll just be
only
a bitch.
Only thing they got left is books to read.
That and a dresser. That's all you got to know.
And give them a calculator. Books and a calculator.
Basically, just in one, because you got all this stuff piled up in the corner in your bedroom. The television, the system on top. I hate punishment.
Yeah,
especially
punishment.
And the kids are for you today. The kids are a lot more for you today than we were. We didn't all have a TV in our room. We had one TV that we all shared, and we took turns of watching our shows.
Mm-hmm. I
today, everybody
has
their own TV.
Man, I remember being stuck in my room for 2 weeks. Man, that bothered me. Man.
God.
Man. I was hurting because I'm looking out the window where the other kids, they having fun.
They can have that punishment shit.
When I was young, it was like, oh, you got to stay in the house. I didn't mind staying in the house. But, you know, I'd be looking outside, looking all lonely, and here go grandma coming home from work looking like, why are you in the house by yourself?
And you know what's so ill about that? You been trying to get your
grandma looking at you like, why are you hiding by yourself? Then you get to go outside because grandma came home. So I didn't mind staying in the house because I know grandma got my back.
Man, you be trying to get the other kids to ask your parents, can't ask your mom, can you come out?
Right.
Like that's gonna work, right? Like they got influence over you.
That didn't work at all.
Yo, it's funny because they really do believe that dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like influence. Your friend going melt your mom. Are you fucking? I knew my mom wasn't going for that shit.
My mother was the type of mother was like, you could come right in here and sit with them.
Look. When we came to my mom, I was like, look. Don't do nothing to fuck up nothing. You know what I mean? You know, let me just ride this out because I want to get an extension on this shit. You know what I'm saying? For real. But I ain't really getting in much trouble, though. Huh?
All of a sudden, you were so thirsty, so you go back and forth.
I don't know. I don't know if I was just a fast learner or if I just, you know, make sure that I stayed out of shit. But I only got on punishment one time. I used to hear about it all the time, you know, like my sisters, they always got on punishment. But I only got on punishment one time. And I was like, you know, this is some bullshit right here. You know what I mean? Why didn't I get the choice? I thought the choice was ass whooping or punishment because I was just a good one. I'm like, hey, go ahead. You know what I mean? I could burn that off.
That's how
you get too. That's how you use for your kids.
Don't forget to bicker when she starts kicking and screaming and carrying
on. What method of punishment you use for your kids since you was the one who really got into trouble?
Well, you know what? You know, like my baby listen to what I say. So, you know, so far so good. She only six.
How old is your baby?
She's only six. But like I said, so she's six. But like I said, so far,
six. Oh,
six.
Six.
That's
six.
Right.
Oh, that's your only baby?
Yeah,
oh,
that's my only one.
Baby. Oh.
Well, whatever. Nonetheless.
Pick up the phone, then.
You know
call up back when she turned 12. She's six.
Look, I believe in working with what I got. You know what I'm saying? I ain't living your life.
If you're not having too many problems while she's six, 9 times out of 10, if you keep, you know, doing what you're doing, you're not going to have too many problems when she's turning a teenager either.
Look, you can tell a demon child out. You can tell. They give you all the warnings that whether you heed the warnings, that's another thing. But they give you the warnings. You know, look, I know the difference between good kids and bad kids. And, you know, that was one of the things that my pop never used to like to, he never believed in calling a child bad, but I do. But I don't believe in calling them bad. I don't believe in calling them bad, but I believe in calling the things that they do bad. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not like you're a bad person, but you did do something bad. And if you keep doing that, then eventually you will be a bad person. So you want to stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be consequences. for your actions. It might be an ass whooping. It might be punishment. It's going to be something, though. I'm definitely not going to look the other way and just hope it gets better. You know what I'm saying? This is more proactive. It's not reactive. So you know, I mean, it depends. But you kind of have to know your child. But at the same time, you have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, a lot of times, get the day used to do. Or they so hell-bent on making sure that the child don't do the things that they used to do that, you know, they become more tyrannical rather than using, trying to find alternative methods or just finding something that works. I believe in the right discipline for the right child or the right act. You know what I'm saying? Don't just stick to one thing. Because it worked with somebody else, or you see it work with somebody
right. else. Taylor, a lot of forms of discipline comes from what your child likes and take it away from them versus, you know, what works on the internet.
Even that all day.
Like, you take that away, and that's a lot of punishment, too. Like, mm-hmm. they learn quick.
But another thing I noticed with parents, and I'm going to ask y'all this, is that, you know, kids 10, 9, 8, 7, like, they got cell phones. Not just no, you know, this is just an emergency phone that you can get, not no toy phone. I'm talking about legit $199 cell phone with their own little cell plan on it. And, you know, where they do that at? I'm just saying, I was 12 and 9,
I didn't get
no cell phone.
Now, I don't even know no kids that don't have a cell phone. I don't know no kids. I don't know no teenagers that don't have a cell phone.
I'm going to tell y'all what happened. We were sitting outside, and the girls walked by. The two little girls walked by, and they had their little Metro PCS bags on them, and they had their little cute cakes hanging off their side, and they were both 8 and 9. Here I am with a flip RTC phone, and my ringtone was bop, 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 bop. And they got a call, and they got Chris Brown on their hip, and they pull it out, and they slide in the phone over. I'm like, really? Really, y'all going to try to show me out like that? Really? And they got their little, you know, their little custom ringtone. Yeah, lip gloss is popping. What? Your lip gloss is popping? What? Really? Reason, I swear to God, that is the only reason why I turned around and bought me an Android phone, a smartphone. So I'm like, ain't no way in the world this 9 and 10-year-old is going to walk by me right now. And I swear to Jesus, the next time, like 2 weeks later, I went out and I had to go buy me an actual, you know, one of them brand new cell phones. But I was content with my little flip phone. I really was content with it. But I was like, I'd be damned if I see these little girls again. And I had my little phone in my hand, too. And they were just laughing. They were like, what's that? What's that? Like, how y'all going to show me up? I was tight. I was tight. You know, I'm like, is that me hating? Was that me? I just feel like they were just too young to have a cell phone. Now, I know there are some kids out there that, you know, that are more mature for their age. I do agree with that. But for them to go out and purchase their own cell phone at 9 and 10 years of age, like,
I think that's a bit much.
To me was just like,
at that age, if they do have to have a phone, they should have had your phone, the one where you could just make phone calls to mama and any other emergency contacts that's in that list.
Me.
with the Chris Brown ringtone, that's more than too much.
I'm like upset. Like, really? And I'm like, this is like 2 years ago this happened. I'm like, okay, I got to upgrade my phone. And I went 2 weeks later and I got me a little phone that I regret having. But, you know, it was like, really? And they have like this, like, parents, there is a phone out there that you can program 5 numbers in. You program 5 numbers, which is your number, your work number, your cell phone number, grandma number, or somebody alternative, and their cell phone number. So, you know, and the house number. you know, and you know, that's it.
911, that's it.
You can actually monitor.
That's all they need.
Like the parent can monitor the phone. Now, I don't, you know, but to get another power by, come on now. I'm mad. Like, just because you got it, you don't really have to flaunt it. I mean, come on. They ain't got to be down with the clothes. They're only 8 and 9 years old. Like, you want to get solve something small. Gee whiz, golly. Like, the other neighbor, she got a brand new laptop. Like, what?
Babies like in pre-K with the Apple iPad things, Apple iPad 2, whatever that thing. They in preschool with those.
Old and cheap.
I don't know.
I'm old and hate. I don't care.
But that goes
back to what I was saying earlier. Like, who's raising your kid, the technology or the parent?
Text your kids. Like, there's nothing wrong with sharing your experience with kids on, you know, because we, like you said, we've all been through it, we've all done this, and we all try to get over. It's nothing wrong with telling your kid, you know, this is what happened when I did it, you know, you shouldn't do it. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. They like listening to stuff like that. They may say they don't, but they really do like, because they like, oh, my mama did that, I ain't going to do that. So there's nothing wrong with sharing your experiences with your child, in my opinion.
You can share it, but I was raised, and I raised my kids the same way. You do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, see?
That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work.
Yes, it does work. You teach your kid now to do as I say, not as I do.
No, I'm not. Because, you know, I'm gonna take it to you like this. That's just like you smoke 2 packs a day, you know, cigarettes. But you understand it's the same concept. It's the same concept. You smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. You telling your child that they should never smoke. That sounds real stupid to them. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
You know what I mean?
We're being hypocritical.
If you say do as I say, not as I do, you gotta set an example. You can't expect somebody to
if you're not setting an example, of course they're going to do the same things you do.
Well, then you should say, do as I do. You know what I mean? And listen to what I say. Not do as I say, not as I do. So if you a hooker out on the street, you know what I mean?
Come on, give me some examples of reality.
Trying to personalize it, you know what I mean? But the bottom
no,
line
we,
is,
no,
the
we're
bottom
not doing
line
that.
Is,
we give you some examples
say,
that I can relate to. I don't smoke. I don't.
Yes, it does.
If you're not doing certain things in front of your kid, a kid is not going to do things your kid is not going to pick up so much from the street.
No, that's not true.
It is true. Oh, so you're saying the streets is raising your kid then?
Hold on. Let's pause for a minute and let's come back to reality, because right now this conversation is getting personal. Let's not get personal.
It is, because it's not. I don't know how did we get to there. I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm this, that, or the third, but it is like I'm the adult. You do what I tell you to do. You don't do the same things as I do. There are things that kids are just supposed to do just because they're kids. Here's a better example. If I'm in the room, I have a 6-year-old child, and if I'm watching the movie True Blood, okay, that comes on kind of late. I don't know. I have no idea what time that comes on. I'm just giving an example.
Mm-hmm.
My kid should not be in the room watching that same TV show with me because that's not child appropriate. So I tell her, you go in the room and you go watch something else. That's what I mean by that. I don't know what you were talking about.
With the
hooker and the smoking and all that other stuff.
Don't take it personal. I don't know you. I don't know what you do.
I don't know you either.
But you're trying to make it seem like I contradict myself.
I don't. My child is 19 now. Knock on wood, he's never been in jail. We never been to court behind anything. Knock on wood, he has a high school diploma, and he's in college.
All right, that's beautiful. Yay. All right.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, when you throw something out there like do as I say, not as I do, just like I said, you have to lead by example. So the kids pick up on what they see.
Mm-hmm.
Kids pick up on what they see. You know what I mean? You can talk you know, all you want about what they should do, who they should be, and what they should like. If they looking at you and you surviving, doing what you do, whatever it is, whether it's positive or negative, they gonna pick up on that. So you can't say. So you can't.
Well, technically,
the bottom line is whatever you do, whatever it is that you do, since you wanna take this all personal. You know what I mean? Whatever it is that you do, hopefully you did something positive, so that way they did not only what you as you said, but as you did also. Did you rock with that?
what I'm gonna say here is they said behave the way you want your children to behave. Like, the example you give to me, it doesn't actually say do as I say, not as I do, for the simple fact that you told them to leave the room. You know what I mean? Like, that was where you set the boundaries at. You told them to leave the room. It wasn't like if you was, I don't know, say maybe you took your child to work with you or they were there with you while you was doing something, you told them that. But if you tell them to leave the room, then they don't know what true blood is. You can't just say, do as I say and not as I do, because they don't see you doing anything. They just see you sitting there watching TV, technically.
Well,
so
all I know is, example.
But they say behave the way you want your child to behave. Children learn discipline in ways that parents need to be aware. For instance, children will learn right and wrong by watching what their parents do. If parents lie, the kids will lie. If parents use racial slurs, so will the kids. If parents use violence at home, the kids will use it in the streets. The same with alcohol and drug abuse and cigarettes, and, you know, this stuff starts early. You abuse these things, your children see you abuse these things. They see how you react to these things. They see if you enjoy these things. You know, even if you don't think they're paying attention, they're paying attention.
Exactly.
This stuff starts early. We know kids whose first words were lousy bum, and he used them, echoed his old grandmother, you know, his old man. He addressed the, you know, they, you know, he's watching the TV and he's yelling at the football player and, you know, you lousy bum, or, you know, and then next thing you know, that's their child's first word. You know, parents and caregivers who don't want the kids to do these things, don't do them yourself. That's the first step. If you have one bad habit, like being sloppy or being late, don't expect your kids to be neat and on time. And they do say you can't say do what I say, not what I do, or you want. But when you turn your head, the kids will do what you do. Action speaks louder than words.
But you're not going to do certain things around your kids.
Now you taking that personally.
Everything I say, you
take
it personally.
Why would I take it personally? She just said what I said.
I don't know. I have no idea what you do in front of your daughter, but I know what I did in front of my child. I haven't done anything. I'm not going to say I haven't done anything, because I know I wasn't the perfect parent, but majority of the things that I did, I had respect for my kids to do certain things in front of him.
I was just challenging your philosophy. Philosophy of doing
what
I say, not as I do.
It's the way how I raised mine. It's no philosophy. It's just the way I raised mine. I have no idea how you raised yours.
Well, that's part of discipline, but, you know, we can't. Some people they'll say that, but at the same time, like Sun said, you know, not all parents are taking heed to
that.
But
that mentality of people who says it and actually doing it is two different things. These kids today is not, you know, it's not too many good kids in the world today. And I'm not just talking about what an hour is.
What do you mean by that?
I said it's not too many.
It's
a lot. Millions.
Hold on, we just don't see them. We see the bad ones.
The ones on TV?
The bad ones they put in the forefront. It's the good ones.
Right.
We look over.
You see the bad ones on the street all day. You know what I'm saying? But and even socially, it's a lot. It's, you know, sociologically, I should say, it's a lot of reasons for that, too. But, you know, I mean, if you grow up in your mind, and by the way, this is not a threat to you. I need to put out that little disclaimer up front. You know, you got a lot of kids that grow up with drug addicted parents, so their home life is all fucked up. So they didn't have the guidance of, you know, go to school, you know, get an education, better yourself, and all of that. Their parents might have just said,
"Do as I say, not as I do." Drug addicted parents, they grew up the total opposite. It's just the way you're raised.
Another part of discipline is not always about the bad, but reward the good behavior as well. The best kind of reward is a praise. If a child makes a mess at a table, praise her when she doesn't make a mess. If she helps you clean up the mess and you didn't have to ask her, praise her for doing that. And in this way, you're helping to reinforce the behavior in the child that you want to continue. So that's another step that we got going on here. Set limits. You know, children need limits set by parents to protect them. You can't let your child, run out into the street. Like we said earlier, they'll get smacked for a car, so you want to restrain him. Say very firmly, no, that's dangerous. You can get hit by a car. There's no need to spank them. There's no need to, you know, because you told them it's ahead of time, you know. So keep telling your kids no, and they'll get the gist of it. So before you hit, talk. Use your inside voice. Use your inside voice. Now, Trinity, you said you work with children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And are you like a teacher or?
Yes.
Okay, so when you have to discipline your child at school, like that's a whole nother ball game. But I'm just going to ask anyway. When you have to discipline a child at school, what are some of the options? Because I remember getting beaten in school.
No, we can't. We can never. I wouldn't even hit a kid if we were allowed to hit a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The timeout. The timeout works real good.
Right.
That's like the best thing. Not a punishment of sitting on rice or putting a cup on your head, but just sitting the kid by himself with nothing around him, like nothing entertaining him, that works. And with small kids, you can only do that for like 5 minutes, and a lot of them, you know, learn their lesson after that. Sometimes, you know, they may have to go back in the corner, you know, after a few minutes, but most of the time, that 5 minutes of a long time, and they see that the other kids is having fun, that does teach them, like, whatever that they did wrong, as far as a lot of times with small kids is the sharing. That's the biggest thing there.
Right.
A lot of kids don't like to share. And it teaches them real quick.
The main thing I want to leave everybody with is consistency. Big word when it comes to disciplining your child. You know, they're gonna continue to do behaviors, and you need to continue to chastise them when it's appropriate. Use alternative methods. Use a variety of methods. Don't just result to spanking, even though that's what you've done. You know, like I said, you do the research, you find different alternatives. But the one thing you can do that makes sure any method that you use is consistency. Be consistent with it. Don't let them get away with it. Don't give in. Don't feel sorry for them. You know, if they did something wrong, make sure that you let them know, like, no, this is wrong. You got to also be consistent with what you're doing as far as, you know, parenting and disciplining your child. On that note, this is our conclusion of physical discipline and, you know, children's mental health. It was a very good show, I think. I think I did a good job. Thank you, Trinity, for calling in. Thank you. Thank you, Brick.
Thank you, Mystery Man.
Y'all is Brown Reporter, a.k.a. Sun752. He has his own show as well on Blog Talk Radio called The Sun Always Shines Show, which is tomorrow night at 8:30.
Okay, I'm logging on, just so you know. 8:30
p.m. Sun, you want to tell us what's going on your show tomorrow night?
Yeah, Sun Always Shines Show, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 347-677-1533.
That's what's going on. All right. blogtalkradio.com/SUN752. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to about 10-ish, as he says. It's a Sun Always Shines Show. We'll be back here on the good old Phone Fantasy Radio Network this Thursday. Yep, Thursday we're coming back with Crush Grooves. I got a little conversation for you, and I got some music, you know, I'm going to play for you because that's going to be our music show. It is the Boom Boom Room, so we do encourage everybody to call in and share your bedroom stories, whether they're good or bad. That call-in number is 805-830-8320. Join us. We're going to explore the intentions and influences of character bashing. Character bashers, women bash men and men bash women. So we're gonna go into that. Like, do women or men bash because they're seeking the person's attention, kind of like reverse psychology, or are they actually daring the good women or the men or good women or the good men to prove them wrong? What are some true intentions of women or men bashers? You know, what motivates them to campaign against somebody of the opposite sex and so forth and so forth? You know, so are all bashers haters? That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow Thursday, July the 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Crush Goose with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Hopefully my co-host will be in the building. I want to once again thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you to Sunny for holding us down. I see you, Sunny, on the quest. Thank you for coming through. Thanks to the guests. Thanks to Sun752. Thanks to Trinity. And thank you to Sean, repping BBW, for both coming in and contributing to the conversation. Really do appreciate that. And also, finally but not least, thanks to John from Columbus. What up, John?
What's up, huh?
I haven't seen you in a minute. You don't like us no more?
Oh, no. I've been chilling, man. It's the holidays, you know. Loving the 4th of July. I'll be on Thursday with you, though. Don't worry.
Okay. John, do you have kids?
Oh, no. I got nieces and nephews, though.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. What are you asking me that for? I live in Ohio. It'll take me a while to get to New York.
No. I was only asking because our conversation tonight was basically about parenting, disciplining children and stuff like that. So that was the only reason why I asked. Cause that was what we were talking
about. Okay.
Yeah,
why, are you thinking about having kids?
No. Nah, I say the cat.
Don't ever say never.
No, I do say
accidents
never.
Accidents can happen.
No, they can't. I believe in a chop shop. That's when accidents happen. I believe in a chop shop. I'm sorry. You know, I believe in that. That might even be a topic. So I tell everybody that I believe in. Anyway, folks, this is the conclusion of the Adult Zone with the Crush and Black Reporter.
What's are you for? Huh?
Oh, okay. I don't have an outro for y'all. I'm not even going to attempt to create one for y'all. I'm just going to say, be good, sleep well, tune in tomorrow night to the Sun Always Shine Show. Sun Always Shine Show. And, T-Fancy be in the building. On that note, everybody have a great evening or night.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll miss you.
Oh, you can be my mommy anytime.
I don't want to be your mommy.